Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder. Next door, friends and neighbors.
Caramel, please.
Full mold, please.
Caramel, please.
Whether you say Pall Mall or Pall Mall, you get London's superb cigarette. Rothman's Pall Mall. Super filter, super flavor, super gold pack. Look for the red and blue ribbon of quality. Rothman's Pall Mall.
Darling, have you let the cat out yet?
I've made up my mind. From now on, I'm going to pay myself first every month.
Yes, dear.
You see, I'm going to become an old mutual profit maker.
That's nice, dear.
Now, I reckon this old mutual profit maker plan is just the thing for us. We can expect a decent profit, and we'll get security, tax saving, and much more.
Yes, dear. Darling, have you let the cat out yet?
Here we go again. Of course it's me.
Oh, yes, so it is.
And how many other men come wandering into my house shouting, Thelma, I'm home.
Oh, well, that all depends what day it is, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it does. What do you mean it depends what day it is?
Oh, it's all right, lover boy, I'm only playing. Now, how about giving me a nice big hello kiss?
Why? What have I done?
Nothing. I just feel I've been kissed hello, that's all. Come and get me.
Dear, it's not our anniversary again, is it?
No, Harry.
It's your birthday.
No, Harry.
Well, I know it's not Christmas.
Well, what's the matter? Why can't you just kiss me hello and stop asking all the questions?
Because it seems to me there's some interior motive behind all this.
Oh, Harry.
Hey?
Ulterior motive.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, there's one there, isn't there?
Oh. Harry Duff, why have you got such a suspicious mind?
Because I know you, Thelma Duff. What have you bought?
Oh, who, me?
Who else? Come on, what have you bought?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Oh, well, nothing worth worrying about anyway.
What, Thelma?
Oh, well, just a little something.
Oh, blimey, it's like getting blood out of a stone, isn't it? What did you buy?
A little black number.
What number?
35.
What? 35 quid on a dress?
Oh, no, Harry. 35 guineas.
Hey, hello. But when are you ever going to wear it?
Well, I thought it would be nice if you started taking me out more.
Oh, you did? Just like that, eh?
Oh, but you'll want to, Harry, when you see my dress. Ooh, there's hardly nothing of it.
Then why'd you pay so much money for it?
How? Surely you don't begrudge your wife a little extravagance every now and then.
Oh, you, Thelma, are a permanent extravagant.
Oh, well,
really. Oh, well, all right. Stick it on. Well, we're going now.
Oh, thanks, lover boy. Where are we going, the Ritz?
No, not the Ritz.
The Savoy, then.
Well, not quite the Savoy.
Oh, the Golden Banana Nightclub.
No, not there either.
Well, I'll give up. Where are we going?
Gerald and Phyllis's. I promised to put up some shelves for him tonight.
But, George, surely that's good enough.
Oh, I still think they could shine a bit more, Phyllis.
Oh. I don't think they will, dear. I've used up half a bottle of silver polish on them already.
Well, keep at it, Phyllis. Us executives have to look smart, you know.
Yes, I know that, but my arm's getting tired.
All the factory men take their example from us, so we have to keep up our best appearances.
Yes, dear, but couldn't you find another way of setting an example, apart from having shiny bicycle clips?
Oh, just think, Phyllis. If I had dirty bicycle clips, all the factory workers might feel that they had the right to do the same. And you wouldn't like your husband to be on a par with all those low-class workers, now would you?
You mean people like Harry, who drives to work in his car every morning?
Oh, no. Well, Harry's different, Phyllis. He's a foreman. And a crooked one at that.
Now, Gerald, he is your brother-in-law.
Yes, but only by marriage.
Oh, there he is now. Come in, Harry.
Thelma, haven't you forgotten something?
I said aloud to you, didn't I?
Oh, in your dress. You've forgotten to put it on.
No, I haven't. This is it.
That's the dress.
Yeah, 35 guineas worth, mate.
Oh, but Thelma, isn't it a bit smart to wear around here?
Oh, yes, but I'm wearing it in, as you might say.
Ooh. I've got news for you, Thelma. You're wearing some of whatever you think you're wearing in out. Well, that might be, but I didn't know Thelma looked like that.
Gerald, the phone's ringing, dear.
Oh, well, answer it, will you, Phyllis? But I'll just sit here and stare at Thelma. Talk to Harry.
Hello?
This is a mysterious phone call.
Oh, who's speaking?
I'm also an anonymous phone caller.
Oh, that's nice. How are you?
I'm fine, Mac. And yourself?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Who is it, Phyllis?
It's an anonymous, mysterious phone caller, dear.
Oh? What does he want?
Oh, I don't know, Gerald. He didn't say.
Well, why don't you ask him?
Oh, hello? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
What do you want?
Your husband.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's taken. I got him first.
I want to talk to him.
Oh, well, hold on a minute then. Gerald, he wants to talk to you.
Oh, all right. Hello.
Hello. I'm an anonymous, mysterious telephone caller.
Yes, I know. What do you want?
I know all about you.
Oh, really? He's from one of the newspapers, Phyllis.
Oh, that's nice, dear.
I suppose you're ready to go into print and you want a few more facts.
Eh?
Well, I was too young to remember my birth, so you'll have to start after that. Yes, I was.
Hang on, what are you on about?
Well, I'm just filling you in on a few things about me.
I don't want that. I said I know all about you.
Oh, then you just want my permission to print the story, eh? Yes, yes, you can go ahead. When will my first royalties check get here?
Royalties check? You aren't getting any royalties. Check out of this.
Oh? Oh, well, then I'm afraid I can't let you print my life story.
I don't want to print your life story.
Well, then stop wasting my time. Goodbye.
Well, what on earth is all that about?
I'm not sure. Some chap who's got my life story but doesn't want to print it.
I don't blame him. Who'd want to print a boring load of old cobblers like that?
Now, please, Harry, I'll have you know that I have led a very interesting life.
Well, interesting compared to that of an hermit? Yes.
There's something that's worrying me, dear.
What's that, Phyllis?
Well, why did he say that he was a mysterious phone caller?
Oh, dear. I wonder who that is. Hello?
This is your mysterious phone caller again.
Oh, it's you, is it?
I know all about you.
Yes, you said that before. What do you want?
I'm going to use it against you.
What?
Everything I know about you.
Oh?
I know all the sordid, seamy little things about your past life. And I'm going to see that everyone gets to know about them, too. Unless
what?
Unless you give me
£10,000. £10,000? I haven't got £10,000.
That's what you say. I think you have.
Then I can assure you...
I think you've been hiding it away for months, not telling anyone about it.
But it would take me nearly 10 years to earn that much.
You're well known as a skinflint.
Skinflint? Me? I'm one of the most generous men you could ever wish to meet.
Blimey, I'll get him.
Well, I want that money. I'll give you some time to think about it.
But there's nothing to think about. I haven't got it.
Well, if you haven't, all your past misdemeanors will be on view for all to see. I'll phone again tomorrow night to tell you what to do. Goodbye.
But I... Goodbye. Phyllis.
What is it, dear?
He wants £10,000.
Oh, whatever for?
If I don't give it to him, he's going to
Going to what?
Expose me.
Oh, you!
Oh, well, that shouldn't be too bad.
What do you mean, not too bad?
Well, there isn't much to expose, is there?
That shows how much you know about it, Selma. He's going to reveal to all the world my past misdemeanors.
Mr.
Beaver, you know. I'm not sure, Phyllis.
Well, whatever it is, rest assured that I'll stand by you in your hour of need. You don't have to tell me anything. I trust you, Jones. You can always rely on me to be your guiding light.
Thank you, Phyllis. Thanks.
I will always be at your right hand, Phyllis. Ever forward, a firm pillar to rest on when you need it. After all, this is what our marriage is built on. Trust and understanding.
Ah, come on, Phyllis. We don't even know what your mysterious fan caller is on about yet.
What's that?
I'll just realize. He must be talking about the tea lady.
The tea lady!
So much for the pillar of strength.
Well, come on, Joe. What about the tea lady? This is getting interesting.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so if you knew our tea lady.
I wonder how he found out about that.
Well, he probably spread it round the factory. You know, you should never get mixed up with a woman from work, Jerry, mate.
What do you mean, mixed up? I'm talking about the time I crooked her out of 10 pence that I owed her for the tea money.
Excuse me, sir. There's a Mr. Loder waiting to see you.
Oh, dear. I can just imagine what he wants. Oh, well, you'd better show him in, Mr. Winston.
Yes, Mr. Fayette. Would you come through this way, please, sir?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, good morning, Mr. Figgis, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Loder. Well?
Oh, yes, fine, thank you. And yourself?
Here, I meant, well, what do you want?
Well, Mr. Figgis, about my account.
Yes, Mr. Loder, I should imagine your account must be of some concern to you.
Oh, yes, Mr. Figgis.
Well, I must tell you, Mr. Loder, it's causing us more concern than it is you.
Oh, that's nice.
There's something I've been meaning to ask you. Why did you pick on this bank?
Well, I heard that you were very good to your clients.
Oh.
Yes, and that you were very helpful and cooperative.
Pity.
And that you always said yes when asked for an overdraft.
Well, Mr. Loder, I'm afraid...
Because that's why I'm here, Mr. Figgis, to ask for an overdraft.
Mr. Loder, I thought that might be the case. However, I regret...
I'm only asking for a small overdraft, Mr. Figgis.
How small, Mr. Loder?
Oh, just a little one. Hardly worth worrying about, really.
Let's worry about it, shall we?
Oh, I wouldn't if I were you, Mr. Figgis. No, don't worry. Just sign the papers and I'll fill the amount in later.
How much, Mr. Loder?
Oh, only £10,000.
£10,000?
Yes, I told you it wasn't worth worrying about.
I'm not even going to ask you why you won £10,000.
Oh, good, yes, good. Because you probably wouldn't believe me anyway.
I am just going to ask you nice and quietly and politely to leave.
Leave? You mean you're not going to give it to me?
No, Mr. Loder, I am not. Most definitely not.
Well, if that's the case, Mr. Figgis, you give me no option but to take my account elsewhere.
Mr. Loder, wait, wait.
Oh, I knew you'd see reason.
Mr. Loder, that threat to take your account elsewhere, did you mean it?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Figgis. It scares you, eh?
It does indeed. I'm scared you'll change your mind. Would you please put it in writing?
Thank you. And now for our listeners at home, a chance to win one of these fabulous prizes in our new exciting Fiat Grand Tourer competition. 8 air tickets to Europe on a jumbo, Italian motorcycles, folding caravans, engine conversions for the Fiat 128. All you do is visit your nearest Fiat dealer, test drive the Fiat 128, and collect your entry form. Your Fiat dealer will help you fill in the answers. Hurry and get your entry forms as soon as possible. Drive the alive tire. the new General R280 radial tire with unique safety studs. Safety studs. On each tire, 400 of these solid little rubber wedges between the treads keep the treads from closing up, giving greater contact area in the wet, around corners, for sudden braking. The R280 radial is safety studded to give you a second chance. The new R280, only from General Tire.
Hello?
This is your anonymous, mysterious phone caller again.
Oh, hello.
You started off by saying that.
Sorry.
Now listen carefully. Have you got the money?
No.
Well, you are going to be in trouble, aren't you?
Am I?
Most definitely. You never know. Your misdoings might hit the front page.
Ooh, I didn't think that I'd done anything that wrong.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, seeing as I'm such a nice chap.
But you're an extortioner.
So, how do you know I'm not a nice extortioner?
Well, you don't sound very nice.
Now, let's keep this thing friendly. Now, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm giving you one last chance to get the money.
Oh, thank you very much.
I want you to watch it, no sarcasm, if you don't mind. Remember that I can ruin you very easily, and I'll give you one more day. My final phone call to you will be tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, telling you what to do with the money, which I hope you will have by then.
Well, I doubt it.
Yes, but I'm sure you'll try, won't you? You'll hear from me tomorrow at 7. Good night.
Good night. Phyllis, where am I going to get £10,000 by tomorrow night?
Money, dear.
Oh, yes. If I take that, I'll only have to find another £9,963.
Well, I still don't see what all the fuss is about. What's Gerald got to hide, anyway?
Some things he doesn't want us to know about, Thelma.
Oh, Phyllis, there isn't anything.
Something which will be on his conscience for the rest of his years.
So what are you going to do about it, Jerry?
Well, I don't know, Harry. You wouldn't like to lend me £10,000, would you? And what's so funny? Is my credit good with you?
Well, if I don't lend you any money, yes, your credit's fine.
Ah, but Gerald, sure you aren't going to let this chap run over you just like this? He can't go around demanding money from anyone he feels like.
Why don't you make him an offer, dear?
I don't think he'd accept £37 holiday money, Phyllis.
So why don't you go to the police? Now, extortion's a serious crime, you know.
Yes. But then the whole truth would have to come out.
What old truth?
I don't know. I keep thinking that I've done something that I've forgotten about.
You remember the tea lady?
Yes, and I gave her the 10 pence back. But he still keeps phoning, so it can't be that.
Well, I think you should go to the police, Joan.
Yes, so do I. People like that shouldn't be allowed to roam around the street.
Ooh, I've got a better idea.
Here we go.
I haven't paid last month's telephone account. So if I can stall him for a while, they should be cutting the phone off any day now.
Oh, no, Gerald, dear. Then you'll start writing new letters.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, you're outvoted, Jerry. 3-1. First thing tomorrow morning, we're off to the police.
Right, madam. Now, what did this fellow look like?
Really, he was completely bald.
Completely bald, right?
Yes, with black hair.
With black... Madam, how can a bald man have black hair?
Oh, well, black eyebrows.
Black eyebrows, right. Colour of eyes?
Blue.
Now, what kind of a...
Then again, they could have been black.
Blue or black eyes, right?
Yes, or brown.
Shall I put down uncertain, madam?
No. I'm quite certain that they were either blue or black or brown.
I see. Any other distinguishing features?
No. Nothing that one might notice. Oh, yes, he had a wooden leg.
Which one?
The left, or maybe the right.
One wooden leg, right, sir.
Ah, good afternoon, Sergeant. My friend and I have called...
One moment, please, sir. I won't be long. Anything else, madam?
No, I think that's about all. Except him. He leered at me.
I see. Well, thank you, madam. We'll definitely look into it.
You will catch him, won't you?
Oh, rest assured that we will do everything in our power, madam. Thank you for calling.
Well, then shall I phone you soon to see if you caught him?
Well, I wouldn't worry, madam. In fact, to coin an oldish phrase, don't phone us, we'll phone you. Good night.
Good night, and thank you.
Well, then that's what we have to put up with in this business. Oh, no, sir, what can I do for you?
I wish to report a mysterious phone caller.
Well, here we go again. Can you give me a description of him, sir?
Well, I've only heard him on the telephone. He wants me to give him £10,000.
And you're not too keen on giving it to him, is that it?
Oh, that's right.
And what would you like us to do about it?
Well, I'd like you to stop him phoning me.
Do you know where he's phoning from?
He didn't say.
Well, that's not much good to us, is it?
Now, hang on a minute. You don't think that a chap who's making threatening phone calls is going to leave his name and address and telephone number, do you?
Well, there isn't much we can do about it, sir.
Well, there must be something.
There wouldn't he appear to be, sir.
Now, look, mate, we're all good taxpayers. Well, I am, anyway. And as such, we deserve some protection.
Well, what would you suggest, sir?
Well, look, this chap's phoning up again tonight at 7:00. How about you sending someone round to see what can be done?
Well, I really don't see what good that'll do, sir.
Now, look here, mate. I'm not without influence in this town. Do you know our Member of Parliament?
No, I don't.
Good. Now, what I'm going to do...
Do you?
Oh, that's beside the point. Now, are you going to send someone round, or do I have to speak to him?
Well, all right. If you think it'll help, I'll send someone along.
Oh, good. Well done, Harry.
Where to?
Mr. G. Lowder, 14 Blossom Avenue, Wimbledon.
Right, sir. I'll send someone along at about 7:15 tonight.
Oh, thank you, Sergeant. Goodbye.
It's a pleasure, sir. And any time you want anything else done, do me a favor and go and worry somebody else.
George, it's almost 7 here. Do you think they've forgotten?
Yes, on purpose.
Oh, this must be him now. You better let him in, Gerald.
Hello.
And hello to you, too.
Yeah, what's going on here, then?
Well, nothing yet. What made you say that?
That's what us policemen normally say, you know. Especially when we're out catching crooks. Hello, what's going on here?
Then how many crooks have you caught?
Well, none yet. I only started being a policeman today, you know. I'm fresh out of police college.
Yeah, that's all we need, a flipping amateur.
But I'm not an amateur. I did a whole 3 month course at the college, and I passed it too.
And how long did it take you?
4.5 years.
Oh, there he is. What do we do?
Well, the first thing to do is here. Let me see. Where are my notes? Parking on yellow lines. Meter expired. Bank robberies. Oh, those are exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Look, could you just get on to threatening phone calls? He's going to ring off just now.
All right. Pussycat stuck in trees. Yes, here we are. Threatening phone calls. Now, firstly, is it an anonymous caller or an unanonymous one?
Anonymous.
Right. Step one. Ascertain whether the caller is the right name or not. You better ask him if he's the one.
Hello?
That's me, I
guess. Oh, good. Hang on a minute, will you?
It's him.
Oh, goody. Now we can get on to step two. Ascertain the name and the address of the caller. Who is he?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell me.
Well, in that case, I think I better take over. In my official capacity, of course.
All right. Hello? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. What?
On. Just hold on again, please. There's someone here who wants to talk to you.
Here you are. Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Who's speaking, please?
What's that got to do with you?
I'm a policeman, you see. You're supposed to tell me your name.
Well, I'm not going to.
Oh, come on. Stop messing about. Tell me.
No, I don't want to.
All right. In that case, I'll have to get on to step three.
What's step three?
arrest the subject. I'm arresting you in the name of the law. And I must warn you that anything you say will be taken down and used in evidence against you.
Well,
ooh, didn't I say that well? I've been practicing it, you know.
Oh, yes. Jolly good, yes. Oh,
I'm never so proud of the way I said that. Would you like to use it again?
No.
Boy.
Yes?
Have you quite finished?
Yes, why?
Put the other chump back on the line, then.
Right, here you are. Here, he wants to speak to you again.
Oh, hello.
Look, do me a favor, stop looking about. That's not the money.
No.
Well, that's too bad, isn't it? That story about you is going to look good on the front page.
No, no, please don't do it. Phyllis wouldn't like it.
Phyllis? Who's Phyllis?
My wife, of course.
But your wife's name is Mary.
I can assure you that it's Phyllis.
But I... Hang on. Who are you?
Gerald Loder.
Gerald Loder. Is that Wimbledon, 2379824?
That's right.
Well, isn't that funny? I've got the right number but the wrong person. I wonder how that happened.
You mean that it wasn't me you wanted?
No, not at all. Sorry to have troubled you. Goodbye.
Goodbye?
What happened, dear?
He had the numbers mixed up. It wasn't me he was going to expose at all.
Oh, that's not...
No, blimey. All that suspense for nothing.
And I've solved my first case just like that. Oh, I am proud of me.
But, Jerry, it's all over. Why are you looking so miserable?
It's the money, Harry.
The money? But you don't have to find £10,000 anymore.
It's not that I'm worried about. How on earth am I going to get my 10 pence back from the tea lady?
The world's first multi-filter king-size cigarettes and enjoy a new experience in smoking pleasure. Ransom multi-filter for the man who smokes a lot and loves it.
Ransom multi-filter, modern and mild.
Checkbook accounts at the Standard Bank are so helpful to so many in so many ways. When you're dealing with the Standard, South Africa's largest banking group, the oldest bank in the Republic, there's more than a century of skill and experience behind your account. And every time you use your checkbook for paying bills or when you're out shopping, that's the Standard Bank, making life easier for you. That's banking leadership to serve you better.
That was Fern and Frolic, featuring David Horner and Julian Lundberg as the Loders, and Jim Williams and Valerie Miller Brown as the Duffs. Aided and abetted tonight by John Meehan, Frank Graham, and Ivor Christie. The program was written and directed by Brian Squires and produced by John Meehan. Join us again next Monday at 9:30 for another close-up view of our friends and neighbors.